next cycle or this cycle?
This cycle. Okay. Today's Daf Tes Zayin. I'm actually on Daf Tes Zayin on the top line. Most of the Daf today, certainly Amud Aleph, and getting on to Amud Beis, is just darshaning different psukim from Eov. We're all familiar with Eov. We learn it on a regular basis, so it's going to be just a chazar for us. But there's actually a huge Daf today. So here we go, and hopefully we'll do our best. Okay, top line. Od Zeh Medaber. While they were talking, this is talking about, this actually pasuk is in the very beginning of Eov, the first perek. What happened was, Hashem, the Satan came to test Eov. And Hashem told the Satan, you can do whatever you want, leave Eov alone. We're going to see later about Eov's children, there's a machlokas whether they died, especially the girls. So that we'll get to later. So Od Zeh Medaber, they were speaking around, Vizeba, and somebody walked in, Vyomer, and said, Eish Elokim, there was a fire, right? Od Zeh Medaber, they were still talking, Vizeba, and someone came, Vyomer, and said, Kastim Shmo, Shlosha Rashim, Vayifshitu, Al Hagmolim, Vayikchum. Right, the soldiers came and plundered. Od Zeh Medaber, they were still talking, Vizeba, somebody came, Vyomer, and said, Bonecha Ubenosecha, Ochlim Vashosim Yayim, Beisachem HaBachor, your sons and daughters were eating by the Bachor's house. Vihine ruach gedola ba'a me'ever ha'midbar. The ruach came v'yigva ba'ar pinos habayis v'yipal ahan arim. And they all died. Mashal, they all died. V'yakam, so terrible tragedies happened one after another to Eov. V'yakam, Eov gets up, v'yikra es me'ilo, he rips his me'il, v'yigaz es rosho, he shaves his head. V'yomer, he says, arim yasasim ibetin imi, naked I came out of my mother's womb, v'arim oshov. Right? And I'll return their arim. That's exactly what that means. Not true. You don't return Arum. What does that mean? You don't have anything with you, right? Shema Hashem, Asher Shama, I'll return there. Hashem Nasan Vashem Lakach, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. Right? B'chol Zos, Lo Chat to Eov. He wouldn't curse. V'lon Nasan Tfila Tifla Le'elokim. He wouldn't make a joke. He wouldn't belittle Hashem. V'hi Hayom V'yavo B'nehu Elokim L'Tziyatev, the Malachim were there. V'yom Hashem L'Satan. Amy Zet Tavo, where are you coming from, Sutton? Vyomer Sutton, Vyana Sutton Hashem, Vyomer, Mishot Pa'aretz. I've been transversing the world. Amalafan, Monashalom, Shatasi Bechal Olam, Volomatasik Avdecha Avram. I never found somebody as good as you as Avram. Shamarta, Lo, you told him, we had this yesterday, Kum, Hithalech, Ba'arka, Ba'aretz, La'arka, La'rachba. Hashem told Avram, go walk the land lengthwise, widthwise, kilachot nena, I'm giving it to you as a Yerusha, ubishah shabikish likvor at Sarah, when he wanted to bury Sarah, lo matzah makam likvor, he didn't find anywhere, any place, v'lo, hir achamidosecha, he didn't question it, he let it go, he didn't question it, how can you promise me, give it, now I have to buy it, v'yomar Hashem ala satan, heshamta libcha al avdi Eov, ki ein kamoho ba'aretz, he's still standing in his purity, in his completeness. V'sasino bo levalo chinam. You made me start up with him for nothing. Hashem says to the Sultan, right? V'sasini bo levalo. You made me start. Amar b'yochanan el malin mikra kasev e efshel amar. We couldn't say that. That Hashem says you made me start up with him. You made me bother Eov. Ka'adam shemesisin oso v'nisays. That Hashem was kaviyachol. Coaxed and convinced into giving Eov the Sionos. We could never say that on our own. The pasuk says we couldn't say that. Right? You hear what's going on? Yeah. Hashem says that Malach, it's all your fault. You talk me into it. Hashem got talked into something. Like your friend gets, you talk your friend into that. Can't talk Hashem. That's what the pasuk says. The Masnit Satana, we learned in a Brisa, Yored Umase V'Ole Umargiz. That's what the Malachim of us does. The Satan does that. It goes to bother you, and then it goes up to complain about you. It gets you to sin, and it goes, look what Hashem, look what this guy just did. It's all your fault, it's all his fault. Notal Rishuas V'Notal Neshama. V'yana Satan El Es Hashem, the Satan says to Hashem, V'yom when he says, Or Ba'ad Or. V'chol Ish Le'ish Yitain Ba'ad Nafsho. Right, ulam shlach na yadcha. You can strike him. The guy is atzmacha ve'el besaro imlo ponecha yivarchecha. Okay, fine. Ve'yomar Hashem al satan he nibilches nafshi shemar ve'yeti at satan it's pnei Hashem ve'yaches Eov and he hit Eov. But again, Hashem told the satan you can bother Eov but you can't kill him. Right. The Gemara now says a fascinating line. Amr Yitzchak kasha tzayrus shel satan. The tzar of the Satan was worse, Yosef Mishal Eov. It was worse than Eov. Mashal le'eved, she'amar lo rabo. It's like an eved. The master tells the eved, shivar habar, shivar habayis, I'm sorry, shivar hachavis, break the barrel, v'shamar es yena, but the wine can't spill out. Right? In other words, bother Eov, but you can't kill him. The whole tafkid of the Malach HaMaveth, which is the Satan, which is the Yetzirah, is to get you to die. It's the whole purpose. Keep spiral down until...
To die or to sin?
What? To sin to the extent that you don't longer deserve to be here. So his whole purpose in life is to get you to that extreme. And now he's commanded, no, don't do that. How do you break the barrel and save the wine? It's impossible. Amrish Lakish. Who Satan? Who Yetahara? Who Malach HaMaveth? The Chassam Sofer says it doesn't belong here. It's going to be long in a few lines later, but it's here anyway, so we'll talk about it. Who Satan? Who Yetahara? Who Malach HaMaveth? One and the same. Who Satan? Dixiv Yetahara Satan Malach Pnei Hashem? That the Satan left. Hu Yetahara? Ksiv Hasam? Rak Kol Hayom? Fixiv Hacha? Rak Al Elav Al Tishach Yadcha? Right? Rak. Who Malach HaMaveth? It's also the Malach HaMaveth. Dixiv Aches Nafsho Shemar. Alma, what do you see? B'didei Kayim, it's all the same person. It's all the same, not person, it's all the same Malach, it's all the same force, is the Malach HaMaveth, the Yetzirah, and the Satan. Amar of Levi, okay, so that means that the whole Taskid is to be the Malach HaMaveth. And everything else is leading up to the Malach, nothing more final than death, right? So everything the Malach HaMaveth does, everything the Satan, the Yetzirah does, is to get you to Misa. It's actually a frightening thought, if you think about it. If you think about it, and see what the Bali Musa has to say, it's frightening. Amar of Levi, Satan upnina l'shem Shemayim Niskadim, the famous Gemara. Satan, the Satan, and Penina. Penina was the wife of Elkanah, who bothered Chana, belittled Chana, made fun of Chana. Why? She didn't have any children. Penina had children. Chana davened her heart out. She got a Shmuel, right? So the Gemara said, Satan is l'shem Shemayim. And Penin is also L'shem Shemayim. Niskavnu Satan, the Satan had Kavana. Why did the Satan go? The Satan was L'shem Shemayim only in this one incident. Not always. What was L'shem Shemayim? Kivan dechazi l'akadosh baruch hu dinatiya daitei basar Eov. Once the Satan saw that Hashem favored Eov so much, Amr, he said, Chas v'shalom, minshi lei l'rachmanuse de Avram. People are going to forget the zechusim of Avraham Avinu. Or Hashem won't be interested in the zechusim of Avraham Avinu.
Obviously he was later.
What? Obviously he was later. Well, everyone said that. Some said he was the son of Yaakov, that we had yesterday. Right? So what's he saying? Listen, Satan's maskim. Avraham Avinu is a great man. So if Eov is so favored now, where is the zechusim of Avraham going to help Klal Yisrael? So you hear this? The Satan was L'shem Shemayim. He's bothering Eov to defend Avraham Avinu's honor. Says the Chassam Sofer. No, he wasn't. The Chassam Sofer says such an unbelievable vart. He says even the Satan was not acting. It's not real L'shem Shemayim. Why? So the Chassam Sofer says this is really a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. Why? Because the Shloss says that at the end of the Tochacha, not the one from yesterday's parsha, the one in Bichul Kosai, yesterday's parsha does not end with any nechama. Which is fascinating. There's no Nechama at the end of that Torah. In Michal Kotei, there is. It says, V'zacharti es b'si Yaakov, v'af es b'si Yitzchak, and v'af es b'si Avraham. At the end of all that, Hashem says, don't worry, I'm going to remember Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Don't worry about everything. As long as bad as it'll be, horrible curses in there, I'll remember them. Right? So says the Chassam Sofer, that the reason why the Satan gets so upset at Eov is because he wants to increase the taina on Klal Yisrael. Why? Because as long as we have Avraham Avinu in our back pocket, it's very easy for the Satan to come to Hashem and say to Hashem, you know, you promised them Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you always remember them, but they're not like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What do they think? They think you're going to run and invoke Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as like some save catch-all? Come on, Hashem. There's got to come a point where that doesn't work anymore. So to have Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov there as a valid means to turn to is a kitrug on Klal Yisrael, because we don't deserve to call. We don't deserve to invoke Avram's name. What do we deserve to invoke Avram for? What does Avram do with me? I'm so far from him. We're so bad. You hear the vert? That invoking Avraham, that's not a milah. It's a kitrug. So Eov says, well, Avraham's going to be gone. I don't have any ammunition anymore. My whole ammunition is, when all this dust settles, Hashem says, don't worry, it's chusavos. So the thug's only taina now becomes, chusavos is over. They're not the avos. Yeah, if the tzaddikim, okay, it's chusavos. They're gone. If Avraham's out of the picture, there's nothing left. Nothing to work with. So the Sultan says, I have to get Avraham back into the picture. I got to get Eov out of here. You hear this amazing vart? That's the Chasam Sofer's vart. Okay? Penina, what about Penina? Penina dechsiv. Penina, it says, V'chasa sarasa gam kaz bavur harima. Right? That she got Chana to daven. And to daven for her son. And Penina was Hashem Shemayim. The Ben Yehuda just says such an unbelievable vart. He says, Penina was not L'Shem Shemayim. Penina was only L'Shem Shemayim in public. Why are you doing that to her? No, I'm only doing it so she should daven. She had no L'Shem Shemayim thoughts privately. Privately, she was doing it to her. That's why she lost all her children. Right? It wasn't L'Shem Shemayim truth in public. Oh, look, L'Shem Shemayim, I wanted her to daven. That wasn't sincere. That's an unbelievable Ben Yehuda. It's in her heart, she was doing it to hurt Chana. Make her feel like 2 cents. And Barabim, the husband sitting at the table, what are you doing to her? No, it's Hashem Shemayim. Right? Both of them are L'Shem Shemayim in the Gemara, and both of them are interpreted to mean not L'Shem Shemayim. Right? The Gemara says, the Sultan and Penina act L'Shem Shemayim, the Achronim did away with all that. Right? Nothing was L'Shem Shemayim here. Right? Not Penina, not the Sultan. Right? Darsha Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Bepupunai. Also, Sultan Nashke Zachar. When the Sultan heard that they say such good things about him, he came to give him a kiss. Right? Came to give him a kiss. B'chol zos, lo chata Eov b'sfasav. Still, Eov didn't sin with his lips. Amar Rava b'sfasav lo chata. Not with his lips, but believe lo chata. With his heart he did. My Kamar, what did he say? Eretz nasna b'yad rasha p'nei shoftel yichase. Im lo eifo mihu. Amar Rava, b'kesh Eov l'hapach kaira al piya. Eov wanted to become an apikaris. Ryan wanted to become an apikaris. Amar le'abaya, lo diber Eov el k'neged asatan. Eov only spoke like that because that was bothering him so much. Omar kitanoi, like it's a machlokas tanoim. Eretz nasna biyad rasha. Blazer omer bigesh yilach was kairal pia. Eve wanted to become an apikoris. Omar loy b'shua. No, lo diber Eve ela klape Sutton. Eve only spoke because the Sutton was bothering him. And that's a little bit of an excuse. When you have life, when life is so bad and you say things like that, it's more understandable. Guy's got everything. What are you saying that for? You'll see an interesting line from Rav in a minute. Al daitacha ki lo ershav ein biyadcha matil. Amar Rava, bigish Eov lifter is kol olam kulam in a din. Eov wanted to potter everybody from any sort of responsibility. Why? Amar lefanav, ribono shalom, barasa shar parososav, you created an ox that has split hooves. Sedukos, that has split hooves. Barasa chamar parososav klutos, you created donkeys that don't have split hooves. Right? Barasa gan eden, barasa gehenim. You created a gan eden, you created a gehenim. Barasa tzadikim, barasa b'shayim. You created tzaddikim, you created Rishayim. Mim aki val yodcha. Who stops anybody? Who changes anything? Right? Who made the animal kosher? You. Who made Shemayim? You. Who made tzaddikim? You. Not people. No bechira here. You give a guy a lot like I have, what do you expect him to do? Be a tzaddik. You take away all his family and all his flock and everything. He's supposed to be a tzaddik. Hashem, it's all you. There's no responsibility. There's no bechira. There's no free will. It's all you, Hashem. There's no difference between an ox and a shar, an ox and a chamar. What's the difference between an ox and a chamar? There is no difference. You created this way. You created that way. You created Gan Eden. You created Shemayim. You created Tzadikim. You created Rishayim. It's all you, Hashem. There's no responsibility here. Right? Yeah. Okay, that's actually what the Marsha says. My ahadu lechavre d'Eov. What did Eov's friends answer Eov back? Not true. Af ata tefer yira v'tigra sicha lefunei kel bara kodesh baruch hu. Who yetzahara? Bara kodesh baruch hu yetzahara? No. It is your free will. Hashem created the yetzahara. Bara la Torah tavlin. And Hashem created the Torah as in spices. Tavlin means spices. Rashi, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Torah tavlin. Bara la Torah. Hein tavlin. That's tavlin. Shehi mivateles es herhure avera. They weaken any thoughts of doing averus. Kedamar ba'alma in piga b'cha menuval zeh mashkeil lebeis hamedrash. If you bump into this yetzahara, take him to the beis hamedrash. Okay, Rashi melds those two thoughts into one. But before we get to that, just the Ben Yoyada says, why is Torah called Tavlin? Why is Torah called, this is the exact opposite of what you're going to think. The Ben Yoyada says, why is Torah called Tavlin? Because spices only make food better. You can't eat spices alone. You can't live with Torah alone. What the key is Maisim. Torah is the spice to your Maisim. You hear this? You never would have thought that. You have a Yetzirah out there. How do you get rid of the Yetzirah? With Maisim Tovim. What's Torah? Torah is a tavlin. It makes it more geschmack. It makes it taste better. Can you eat spices? You can't eat spices. Right? The Maisim are the Iker. That's the Benyamin. Fascinating Vart. Yeah, okay. The Meiri says, the Ein Yaakov says that the Kavana is just like Tavlin prepare the food, make the food taste better. So too, if someone learns Torah in this world, he's able to benefit from this world, and all his desires are channeled into Torah, and he won't come to sin. Okay, very nice. Now, here we go. The Brisker Rav has the following stira. Ready for this? The Brisker Rav has the following stira. It says in our Gemara, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi La Torah Tavlin. I created the Yetzahara, I created Torah as a Tavlin. Another Gemara says, what Rashi just said, if you bump into this Menuvel, if you bump into the Yetzahara, go to the Beis HaMedrash. Take it to the Beis HaMedrash. In other words, learn. So far the same. Rashi left out the next part of the Gemara. The next part of the Gemara says, that if that doesn't work, Yizkor La'atzmo Yom HaMisa. The Yom HaMisa, that should work. The Yetzer Hara is fighting you off. What are you supposed to do? If you can, go learn. And if that doesn't work, Yom HaMisa. You're going to have to pay for what you're doing. Right? That's the bottom line. That's supposed to be greater than Torah. Says the Brisker Rav, that's a stira. Which one is it? Is it Torah or is it Misa? Right? In other words, it's Masha from our Gemara, that Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin, that Torah is the antidote, is enough. You don't need Yom HaMisa. What's going on? No?
If you think about the Yom HaMisa.
Right. That's a secondary thing. If the Torah doesn't work, and you're still being bothered by the Yetzirah, think of Yom HaMisa. It's mashma, though, that that Torah is enough. That's the stira. So, Rav Yitzchak of Petterburg, right, who was one of the three main Talmidim of Rav Sol Salanter, he explained the stira as follows. And he says an unbelievable vart. He says there are two ways you can get healthy. There are two ways you can get healthy. Number one, you can take medicine. Number two, a segula. Right? A segula. What's a segula? It's some kind of magic. Right? You do this three times, right? You have Gemara's even about it. It's a segula. Either you take the medicine or you take the segula. If you take the medicine, obviously you should take the dosage that you're given, but even a little medicine will help. Every little bit helps. Get medicine. Every little bit will help. Right? But if it's a segula, you have to follow that segula to the T. If you deviate one iota from that segula, it's not a segula anymore. It's not going to work. Right? Make sense? Medicine doesn't have to be every. Okay, you should try. And if not, you'll get a little bit better. Segula, it's all or nothing. Every ingredient of that segula, whatever you have to do for that segula, it's got to be done perfectly. Otherwise, it's not a segula. The whole thing is magic. Right? So far, so good? So Yitzchak Petterburg says as follows. Torah is a tavlin as a begeder of segula. It's a segula, which means it has to be learned lishma, and it has to be learned in the right environment, and with the right rebbeim. Everything has got to be perfect. If everything's not perfect, it's not a segula. Yom HaMisa? Yom HaMisa is mamish. Yom HaMisa is the antidote. It's the ultimate wake-up call is Yom HaMisa. Right? So Yom HaMisa, so you don't do it all the time, you do it once in a while. Whenever you do it, it's going to help. You hear? That's how he answers the stira. Amazing? Okay, now, when Reb Chaim heard that, he got all upset. He said, no, that's not the answer to this theory at all. The answer to this theory is as follows. It depends where you are in your life. If you're fighting off the Yetzirah and you haven't sinned yet, then he hasn't gotten the best of you yet, then Torah is the way to fight him off. But if it happens that he's already bested you, now you might need Yom HaMisa. That's how he explains it. First, you fight him off, right? He says, he gives a muscle. He says, you don't want to get cold. You don't want to catch a cold. So what do? You wear a coat. What if you already caught the cold? There's no point in wearing a coat. You already got sick. Now you got to heal yourself. You're already sick. We went cold for in bed. That's crazy. Now that you got sick, now fight off the cold now. It's the same thing with life. When you're fighting off the Yetzirah, Torah is the coat. Not everyone's perfect. Not everyone's a tzaddik yisod olam. People make mistakes. Once you've made the mistake, now you have to fight it off. You're in a different ballpark. Now the way to fight it off is to remember Yom HaMisa. That's why Yom HaMisa alone is never going to work. The Mar Yecheskel says this. Yom HaMisa alone is never going to work. You must have Torah first. If Yom HaMisa would be the ultimate antidote, then the biggest tzaddikim in the world would be the guys who work at the funeral home. They're dealing with Yom HaMisa all day long. They could be the biggest tzaddikim, not necessarily. Why not? Because Torah is first. First, you have to fight off the Yetzer Hara. If you happen to make a mistake, and the Yetzer Hara gets the best of you, the antidote is Yom HaMisa. Yom HaMisa alone is nothing. It's nothing. Right? The Rabbi Yitzchak Petzner said, Yom HaMisa is unbelievable. That's the antidote. The Rav Chaya, the exact opposite way of looking at it. Right? Yom HaMisa by itself is nothing. Every undertaker has Yom HaMisa. They're staring him in the face all day long. They're not necessarily the biggest tzaddikim. Why not? It's not accompanied with Torah. It's amazing stuff here. Okay, I've got to finish the stuff. Darash Rava, Maidachsev, what does it mean? Brachas, Birchas Oved, Olai Tava, Vilev Almana Arnon. Birchas Oved, Olai Tava, Malay Machay, Gozel, Sadami Yisomim. Listen to what Eofi used to do. Such a good man. He would steal land from the Yisomim, Umash Bicha, fix up the land, Umach Zirulahen, and then he would return it to these guys, these Yisomim. Right? Vilev Almana Arnon, what does that mean? Techolhecha, Dahavi Almana. Anybody that was an Almana, nobody wanted to marry this woman. She's an Almana. Have Azel Shade Shme Alavei, Have Asi Nasvile. Eov would say, oh, she's my relative. Oh, Eov's relative. Everybody wants to be in the family. Now they marry her. There's actually a halachic discussion here. How far can you lie for Shaduchim? What's the gather of your lies? Right? Eov would say, yeah, say you're my aunt. Say you're my cousin. Right? I'm Eov's cousin. Oh, Eov's cousin. I already chop her up. Right? How far can you lie when it comes to Shaduchim? Mashma, you can lie. Question is, how fucking you lie? Lu shakol yishkal kaose v'havse maznayim yisu chad yisu yachad. Amar Rav afro lepume de Eov. Eov deserves to have his mouth stuffed up with dirt. Chavrusa klap Ishmael. He calls Hashem like he's a chavrusa. Next, lu yesh b'neinu mochiach yashet yodu al sheninu. Amar Rav afro lepume de Eov. Again, he deserves to have his mouth stuffed up. Kulam yesh eved shemuchach is rabo. What, an eved ever gives mussar to the master? Bris krasi le'enai maz bonin al basula. Amar Rava, afro lepuma de'ov. Ihu ba'achronaisa. He's basically saying he didn't look at other women. Afram afilu b'didelo istakel. He didn't even look at his own wife. Because it says, hine no yadatik ishi vazmara'at. Michlal, lo havi adala. He never saw her. Everybody asks, how could he not see her? The halacha is, you're not allowed to marry somebody without seeing them. And we know that Avram Avinu kept the whole Torah, even Erev Tavshilin. So how could he not look at his wife? Three answers. These answers are going to blow your mind. Number one, he did look at her. Of course he did. The halacha says you have to. But he hadn't looked at her in 60 years. Why? He looked at her once. She was okay. And then he didn't look at her again. Now he sees a reflection in the river. He says, wow, he's still, after so many years, he's still beautiful. I didn't know. That's one answer. That answer was given by the Marsha. He gives another answer that he says the only time Avram Avinu kept mitzvot was only starting from the Bris Milah on. Till then, He didn't keep. So he not necessarily had to keep the mitzvah. Okay? The Ein Yaakov says, unbelievable answer. He says the whole reason why you have to see who you're marrying before you marry her, what's the reason for that? Because maybe if you don't, after you marry her, you're going to find something you don't like. That's the whole reason. So Avram wasn't going to look at her afterwards anyway, so what's the difference? Doesn't have to see. What's the difference? Now he's not going to find something he doesn't like. He's not going to see her anyway. He's not going to look at her anyway. So what's the difference? So Avram didn't even have to see her taka. He didn't even have to. Okay. You don't like those answers. Yes, you have a better answer? You have a better one? Okay. Kala anan v'yelech kein yorid sh'ol lo yala. Omar Rava, mikan shekafar iyo v'tchiyat ha-mesim. He used kofar t'chiyat ha-mesim. Asher besari yishufni v'harbe pitei chinam. Omar Rava, iyo v'sara charaf u'besara hishivuhu. He asked a question like in a storm, and it was answered in a storm. Besayra charaf, he asked a question in a storm. Dichsiv asher, to play on the words now. Asher besayra yushveni, the hairs. Amal lefon of Yibun Shalom. Shema ruach sa'ara avra lefonecha v'nischalef bein Iyov lo'oyev. Maybe Hashem, some kind of storm happened, and you mixed up Iyov with Oyev. You consider me an Oyev. You think I'm an enemy. Maybe that's what happened. Iyov says to Hashem, why are you treating me this way? Must be there was a storm, mixed up, you got all confused, Hashem, and you I'm Eov, but you thought I was an Oyev, your enemy, and that's why you're giving me all these terrible things. So Besara Heshivuhu, Hashem answers him. Dichsiv, it says, V'yan Hashem is Eov, Menasar V'yomer, Ezer no ki geber chaltecha ashalchecha vodiyeni. Amalo, Hashem says to Eov, Harbi nimin barasi ba'adam. Everybody has a lot of hair on their body. V'chol nima v'nima barasi lo guma v'fnei atzma. Each hair has its own hole, its own spot. What's it called? Follicle? Each has its own one. Shlogi Stein Yinokos Biguma Achas. You never have two coming out of one follicle. The Shelmoli Stein Yinokos Biguma Achas. If you would have two, Machshichos Maor Enof Shel Adam. It'll somehow lessen the eyesight of a person. Ben Guma Laguma Lo Nischalif. I don't even make a mistake between the follicles of hairs. Ben Eov La'oyev Nischalifli. I'm going to make a mistake about who I'm punishing. Doesn't happen. And again, me Paulab Shetav Tala Harbe Teep in Barasi Ba'avim. I have a lot of raindrops in the clouds. V'chol Teep of a Teep of Barasi La Defus Bifnei Atzma. Each one has its own path. Kadesh Shelo Yeh Shtei Teep in Yotzos Midefus Echad. No two raindrops fall on the same path. Shel Molei Shtei Teep in Yotzos Midefus Echad. If that would happen, Mishtatetes Es Haaretz. It would destroy the world. Ve'eno Motzia Peros, and it won't produce any fruit. Ben Tipo La Tipo Lo Nischalifli. Ben Iov Oyev Nischalifli. I don't make a mistake in the path of the raindrops. I'm going to make a mistake in who I'm punishing. My mash with the high tala lishna defutsu. He had the word tala means a path. The amal drapa barvashila dechsev etes vias tala kibay sasayim zera. Fine. Next, v'derach lechazis kolos. Harbi kolos brasi ba'avim. I have a lot of thunder in the clouds. V'chol kol v'chol brasi lo shvil b'fnei atzmo. Each one has its own, again, own path. Kadei shelo yeshtei kolos yotzes mishvil echad. There's two path, two should come from the same one. Shel mala yeshtei kolos yotzes mishvil echad. Machriven es kol olam. It would destroy the world. Ben kol lekol lo nischalifli. Between voice and voice, between different sounds in the sky, I never make a mistake. Ben yov lo oyev nischalifli. I'm going to make a mistake between you and the real person? Not true. Another one. Hayadas eis laleg yale sela chol ayolos tishmar. Yale, there's a certain kind of goat. Ze achzaris albaneha. It has cruelty to its young. Bishah shekorat loledes. When it's about to be born, Ola LaRosh Hahar, goes to the top of the mountain. Why does it do that? Kadeshi Yapil Mimena, so that the baby should fall, the Yamus, and die. Vani Mizamila Nesher, I prepare an eagle, Shemakablo Biknafav, that it catches the baby, Umaynicho Lefoneha, and it brings it back. Vilmole Maktim Rega Echad, O Ma'as Acher Rega Echad, if it would be 1 second early or 1 second late, Miad Mace. It would die. So ben regal or regal on nischalifli. Between 1 second, I don't make a mistake. Ben iov la'oyev nischalifli. I'm going to make a mistake between you and someone else. No. Again, cholel ayolos tishmar elo zerach matzar. It's a certain kind of an isle, a ram. What? A gazelle that has a very narrow womb. B'shasha karas l'ledes, and when it tries to have a baby. I prepare a snake that it bites the mother in the womb, and then therefore it opens up the womb and it's able to give birth. And if there'd be 1 second early, 1 second late, it would die. The explains why doesn't it die from the poison. So he says two pshatim, either the area where the snake bites is like dead area, so it doesn't affect the body, or the body is able to expel the poison when it expels the baby. But either way, it's got to be managed at that split second.
It's not a poisonous snake.
It's not a poisonous snake. It's just It's just a snake. It's just a pain. Okay, we'll get to the mouth in a second. It'll make much more sense. Ben regal a regal is chalifli. I don't make a mistake between 1 second. Ben iov la oyv is chalifli. The Malbim says there's no such animal like this. There's no such snake like this. There's no such animal that gives birth on the rocks so the baby should die. There's no such animal that the womb's not big enough for the baby to come out. There's no such thing like that. All this is the Malbim says is Hakadosh Baruch Hu bara es tivan ba'ofen kizeh. Hashem created the world like this. Sheragle ha'ayala yispasi with havlad shlo yipal ki'ilu ba'nesher. It's as if. Right? It's as the mother takes care of the baby. It's as if. It's such a strange thing. It's as if it happened. V'chein leidas hayala hi k'ilu banachash umachisha. It's as if. In other words, you look at this animal, how is this baby coming out of there? It's such a narrow womb. It's as if a snake has to bite it to open it up. Somehow, Hashem created the world such a way, it happens. It happens. Everything happens. B'derech ha-teva. It's as if. Right? I don't know if it's scientifically such an animal like this. I don't think so. Right? So the Malbim just makes it into more understandable terms. The whole thing could be allegorical, but it's as if. Okay. Eov lo b'dasi da'aber b'dvarv lo v'haskel. Amar Rava, mikan she'ein adam nifas b'shas tzairo. From here you see that a person is not judged at the time of his anger. The time of his tzair, he's not judged. So I tried to find an answer. So how come we say that when a woman has a baby, she has to bring karbanos because she's in such pain that she curses Hashem and swears. So why don't we say apply Rava's principle? A person is not judged when you're in tzair. She didn't mean it. She doesn't mean to say those things. The raya is, she gets pregnant again. She has more children. Why? Because the pain wears off. When the pain wears off, you come to your senses, and you want to have a nice Jewish family. So why are we making you bring karbanos? Rava says, we don't have a tain on Eov. He was crazy. He's in such tzar. He says crazy things. He didn't mean any of it. Right? I don't know. I don't answer that. Anyone have an answer for that question? I don't know. V'yishmu shloshet rei Eov es kol hara hazos. Eov's three friends heard all that happened to him. Habalav, Vevau Ishmim Komo, each one came from their place. Elifaz Timni, Yubilat Hashuchi, Vitzofer Hanamasi. Vedu Yachtav Lavo, Lenodlo, they came to comfort him. Lenachmo, to give him comfort. Mai Vedu Yachtav, what does that mean? Amr Vihuda, Marav, Malamich, and Nichnasu, Kulam, Bashar Yachad. They all came from one gate. Vitana, Kolechad Vechad, Shlosh Meosh Parsi. Each one lived 300 parsi away from each other, very far away. Menaha Vyadi, so how did they know that Eov was such a tsar? Ikad Armi, it's magic. Kalila Havi Lahu, they had crowns. And the crown had pictures of them, and they would show them that he was sad. Vikadam, the other said, Ilane Havilu, there was trees. Vikivan, the Mashru Haviyadi, and Eov's tree was wilting, so they knew Eov is in Tsar. Amar Rava, Haina the Armiyinshi, that's what people say. O Chavruz, Chavra Kichivri to Eov, I need friends like Eov, O Misusa, or death. Once heard of Vart, I don't know where I heard it from, that's why Hashem didn't take away Eov's friends. Why didn't take away Eov's friends? Took away everyone else from Eov, his wife, his kid. Because you can't live without friends. You hear this part? Can't live without friends. Vayihi ki hachel adam larov. Okay, now this Gemara is very, very difficult to understand. And if you didn't like the Gemara about Avram not seeing his wife, you're not going to like this. Vayihi, and it was. Ki hachel adam larov ha-panei ha-adama. That people started to populate the world. This is a pasuk at the end of Parshas Bereishis. Ubanos yoldu lahem. They had daughters. So Rav Yochanan Amar, Revia bol olam. Revia means here, propagation. Right, the ability to have a lot of children came into the world. Why? Because women have children. Rish Lakish Amar, no, Meriva Bal Olam. It doesn't mean children, it means Meriva, contentiousness. Right? Why are daughters more able to have children than men? No, take that back. Why is daughters more of a reason that the world should be populated than men? Why? So the Marsha says, because a man can marry many women. So with a lot of women, you can have a lot of children. Only woman can only marry one man. Okay. What does it mean that there's Meriva in the world? Says Rish Lakish. Says the Marsha again. Because they're fighting with each other. When everyone's a co-wife, they're fighting with each other. Right? Why should women be Meriva in the world? Why should that be? No, it means in a household. The guy has four wives, so the four don't get along. Because each one's fighting for the attention of the husband. That's all it means. Nothing so controversial yet. Amalei Rish Lakish Rav Yochan, l'didachta amarta reviya bol olam, according to you, that says it means pru-revu, basically, why didn't Eov's children have more? Why didn't he have more daughters? Why? He had three daughters before all this happened. All his flocks doubled. He had 7,000, then he had 14,000. He had X number of sons, he doubled the number. The girls is the same, three and three. So Amalo Nihidalo Nichbalu Bshemoth. It's true. He didn't have three extra daughters in number. Aval Nichbalu Biyofi. But they were prettier. So Esther Masha, so what they were prettier? What does it do with anything? So what they were prettier? Right? So because of that question, the Masha said the daughters never died. The daughters never died. So therefore there was no reason to have, it's hard to read that into the Psukim. That's what the Masha says. This doesn't make any sense. What do you mean they were prettier? So Rish Lakish is asking Rechon, Manashach, if they died, they should have had six. And if they didn't die, and he had three more daughters, why does the Eov only tell you the names of those three, not the other three? How could it mention only those three? So Manashach, the pasuk doesn't make any sense. So Rish Lakish answers back, no, the daughters didn't die. So therefore, he happened to have three more daughters. We mentioned their names because they were so beautiful. That's how the Rish Lakish answers this kasha. But Dixiv, like it says, Ve'ilo Shiva Bon Sivana Bonim V'Shalosh Bonos. V'Shem Achas Yimima. One daughter was called Yimima. V'Shem Hashem is Ketzia. V'Shem Hashlishis Karen Hafoch. Yimima Shaisa Doma Liom. Yimima, she was as beautiful as the day. Ketzia Shayarech Nodev Ketzia. Her beauty was like she gave off like flowers. Karen Hafoch Amidver of Shila Shadoma Lekarna De Keresh. She was like the horn of a Keresh. So Mechay Chalei Barot, they laughed at that. Karna De Keresh Lekusi, that's an ugly thing. Elam of Chista, no, Kikurkama Derishka, like a saffron flower, bimina. Shinem, the beautiful, most beautiful flower. Shinema, like it says, kisikri bepoch. Okay. Rav Shimon ben Berebi. Okay, here we go. Rav Shimon Berebi, Rav Shimon the son of Rebbe, Bereb, is Yelida Le Brata. He had a daughter. Havika Chalash Daita. He was all upset about it. He wanted to have a son. The Ben Yehuda says he was upset because he wanted to do the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Now they had a daughter first, he couldn't do the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. If you don't have that shot, this Gemara is not going to be easy to understand. Even still, having a daughter is a bracha, it's a blessing, it's a shevach, it's all these wonderful things. So he lost out on a mitzvah, so he was upset about it. Okay, so Amar Le'avua, Revi'a Bala Olam. What are you getting so upset about? Women, girls, are revered in the world. They cause blessing in the world. Right? In other words, what he's telling him is, if you're upset, according to Ben Yehuda, you're upset, you didn't have a pidyon HaBen, so marry another woman. Goes after the woman, marry another woman, you'll have a son. You're allowed to marry more than one woman. So marry another woman, and then try again. Maybe you'll have a son. That's the most palatable way to understand this Gemara, without getting not politically correct. This is the most palatable way. He was upset he didn't have a son, he wanted a pidyon HaBen. So he was all upset. He had a daughter first. Of course he was Makar Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was so happy about it. But he wanted to go, oh, so marry another girl, you have a son. Amalei Bar Kapara, listen to this. Amalei Bar Kapara, Tanchumen Shel Hevel, Nichmach Avich. Your father gave you Tanchumen of Hevel. That's ridiculous. Well, your father's trying to cheer you up and tell you that don't worry, women are a blessing. It's Hevel. Okay? Kidetanya. 1 minute. Yeah, Kidetanya. E.F. Shila Olam Below Zacharim Below Nakevas. You can't have a world without men and women. Impossible. Ashrei Lemi Shabanav Zacharim. Fortunate are the ones whose Banav are Zacharim. Oy Lemi Shabanav Nakevas. Woe is to the one whose Banav are girls. The Meiri says, unbelievable pshat. You know what he was saying? What do you mean, Banav Nakevas? That doesn't make any sense. It should say, what? Bnosav Anakevos. What do you mean, Bonov Nikevos? Your sons are girls? What does that mean? So the Miri says, yeah, listen to this Miri, I'll read it to you inside. Ashri Misha Bonov Zacharim, Oilami Shabonov Nikevos. Dahainu, Ashri Misha Bonov Mushalim, V'Oilami Shabonov Tachusim V'Chaseirim Kinikeva. A bunch of wimps. That's what he means to say. But wimps like girls. Fortunate is the one who has Bonov like Zacharim. Woe to the one that is born of, yeah, they're born of, they're boys, but they're like the Kavos. That's the non-conventional way of reading this Gemara. The conventional standard way of reading this Gemara is that boys are better than girls. Right? One more line and then we'll say it. E.F. Shalom Olam, below Sam, below Bursi. You can't have a world without perfume. You can't have a world without a tanner. Ashrei mi she'emunasav busmi. Lucky is the one who works in the perfume shop. Woe is to the one who works in the tanner. Why? Because it smells. Right? And the perfume shop smells beautiful, right? Difficult Gemara. The best way to understand it is that the Gross says as follows. It, In the world, this is one way to look at it. In the world, you need boys and girls. You need both. As an individual person, it might be better if you have boys. That's all he meant to say. What's he telling him? Right? In the world, it might be better. For you, an individual person, I'm sorry, in the world, it makes no difference. For you, as an individual person, it might be better. It's very hard to swallow also. What kind of a thing is that to say? The Chasam Sofer says it depends. If you're the kind of person who the boys are going to be good people, better to have boys. If not, better to have girls. Maybe they'll marry somebody who's going to be a Talmud Chacham. You have a double chance, right? Believe it or not. One second. The Eitz Yosef quotes from the Sefer Ben Sira and says, you know why it's better to have boys? Nothing to do with that women are inferior. Nothing to do with that. It's a Beferish of Ben Sira. Beferish of Ben Sira. What does Ben Sira say? Because when you have girls, you worry the whole life about them. When they're younger, they're going to be snatched away. And when they're older, that they're going to find a shidduch. And then they're going to have children. And then they're going to get older and they're not going to have anyone to take care of them. Your whole life, you're worrying about them. With boys, you don't worry. That's all the soul's gemara means to say. It's not, women are better, worse than, nothing to do with any of that. When it comes to girls, you worry about them your whole life. When it comes to boys, you don't. You send them off in yeshiva and they're fine. When it comes to, it's not so true anymore, but it's a true statement. There's no question that you worry and fret more about how your girls are going to turn out and what's going to become of them than you do of the boys. It's all the soul of Gemara means to say. It's a truism that I think has withstood the test of time. That's how people are. That's how we all are, right? It's all the Gemara means to say. It's not a negative knock on the women. This is not one of those Gemaras that the family get a little upset about. Nothing to do with that. It's just the opposite. You worry about women. No, it's not true. It's not true. You worry about the girls more than the boys. No question about it. So many more ways that they can have harm in their lives. So you don't have girls. You don't have all these worries. That's all. Okay? Good? There's a whole shot over here that when he said Hevel, he was alluding to Hevel. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says that Kayin, for some reason, Kayin didn't count as Adam's child. Somehow, some reason, Kayin didn't count. So when Hevel died, Adam had only one daughter. He had Hevel's twin. Hevel's dead. Kayin and his twin don't count. So now he had Chase. So now he has a son and a daughter. So now Adam's the Kayin Peruvu. So Chase is a replacement for Hevel. It's hard to say that. Right, this whole alluding to when he says Hevel, your father's telling you Hevel. He was alluding to Hevel, the first victim of in the world. Okay. Next, Kitanoi, Hashem beirach es Avram Bakol. Hashem blessed Avram Bakol. What does Bakol mean? My Bakol, Rebbeir Omer Shalohoyz Lobas. He didn't have a daughter. Bakol, Hashem gave him everything. Hashem didn't give Avram a daughter. He gave him everything by not giving him a daughter. You hear the Rebbeir's work? He gave him everything by not giving him a daughter. Says Reb Meir. Says the who says this? The Ramban. No, the Eitz Yosef. No, not the Eitz Yosef. I'm sorry. One of the pshatim is the reason why Avram was good not having a daughter is who's his daughter going to marry? There's no one for her to marry to be in Avram's family. Who's she marrying? There's nobody to marry. Can't even give him a daughter. That's Reb Meir. Who the Omer? No, Shahayzalabas. He had a daughter. Acherim Omer. Acherim say. You see him here that Acherim is not Reb Meir. Because her marriage just had a cheetah. Bas hoitzelol Avram, ubakol shema. No, she had a daughter, and Bakol was her name. Rabbi Elazar Amodi Amar, it's Dininas hoitzel belibo shel Avram Avinu. You know, he had an unbelievable thing. Shekol malchi mizrachomayrv mashkimen lepischo. They all came to ask him for advice. He had Bakol, he had it all. Every nobleman, every king from all over the world came to Avram for advice. Shem ben Chayomer, Evan Tova hoitzel tulia betzavaro. He had a stone around his neck. Any chola who saw it got better. Ah, Tosfos asks, there were no sick people till Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the first person to get sick. So Tosfos has two answers. First of all, Yaakov Avinu was the first person to get sick that didn't get better. Or, you could say, true, there were no sick people, but someone got a wound, someone fell down and cut his knee. That happened before Yaakov Avinu. That's not the same kind of sickness. Before Yaakov Avinu, nobody got sick. They had to go to bed, and they never got it. That never happened. But a guy got his arm hit, something hit his arm, or an animal bit him. That happened. So if that happened, you looked at Avram Avinu. Ubishah shenifter Avram Avinu min haolam tala kadosh baruch hu b'dagal hachama. Hashem threw that stone into the sun. Amar baya, hainadar mitzvah. People say, idli yoma, idli ksira. You look at the sun, and you get better. Davar Acher, another pshat, Shlomor at Esav B'yamav. The Esav never rebelled while Avram Avinu was alive. He still had it all. He still saw his nachas from his good grandchildren, Yaakov and Esav. Davar Acher, Shasi Yishmol Tshuva B'yamav. The Yishmol did tshuva while Yaakov, while Avram was alive. Not true. Did tshuva by the Kvura, but I guess it happened really when Avram was still alive. He was able to see the nachas that his Yishmael did tshuva. And that was a means back hole. Alright, and we'll stop here. From here to the end, it's just really all about Esav and Yishmael. It's going to go very, very fast. And then tomorrow, we will finish the perek, and we will get back to real Baba Basra. I guarantee it, that first mission of the second perek is like standard classic Baba Basra stuff. And I'll see everyone tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.